first tool in the toolbox is the breathing tool. When you get a child to breathe, we call it calming ourselves and checking in. Once the breathing tool is activated, children actually move from a fight or flight part of their brain into the higher order thinking, which is in the frontal cortex. Second tool is quiet safe place tool. The breathing takes us into neutral. Quiet safe place brings us into a positive. And they can go to a quiet safe place in their imagination or an actual place, then they feel a positive experience. And from that place comes the listening tool. I listen with my ears, my eyes, and my heart. And then from that point, we can start to talk about kindness, empathy. I care for others and I care for myself. And then there's my personal space tool, which is I have a right to my space and so do you. Then we can start to use our words and we talk about using the right words at the right time for the right reasons in the right way. And from there, we go to the garbage can tool. And that's I let the little things go. That. And then we talk about recycling and we talk about composting. And so the metaphor, again, really helps with grounding the tools in their experience. And then we go to taking time tool. We don't call it time out. We say taking time in or time away. The saying is I use time wisely. Then we come to please and thank you, simply about showing gratitude. And when you use the word please and any kind of request, it changes the tone and the temperament of the request. And then the final three tools would be apology and forgiveness. Basically, we say, I admit my mistakes and I work to forgive yours. The second to last tool is patience. I am strong enough to wait. That's one they use a lot. At this point, I had 11 tools. And then the last one came from a second grader. So I think there needs to be one more tool. And I said, what is it? And said, courage. She said, I think courage is really important because it takes a lot of courage to use your tools when others aren't using theirs.